Sukshma is the subtle body and svash is the breath. So this process is to have your breath very, very subtle, like it's not going to disturb the air around you. When we breathe, we want to breathe so slowly as to not flicker a candle flame. So it's very conscious of not disturbing the air. In the book, it talks about hanging a piece of gauze in front of you. And gauze is very, very light, very fine. And so as you breathe in and as you breathe out, you would not disturb the flow of the air, and that gauze would not move. Hari taught me to do this with a candle flame so that as I'm breathing, that candle flame would not flicker. So if you set up a candle flame at the level of your face in front of you, you would put it at a distance so that as you're slowly drawing the breath in and slowly drawing or releasing the breath out, you will not flicker that candle flame. Then as you master it at that distance, you move it a little closer towards your face. And again, very slowly draw the breath in and very slowly release the air and letting it go. This process reminds us of how subtle the flow of prana is. So we're not gasping or grabbing at the breath each time we exhale or inhale. We're becoming very aware of the subtle flow of the breath. And this gives us great control. It's a very important practice to take into our other pranayamas. So I encourage you to try it and work with it.